Hey, good morning. Welcome back into the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us on the Friday following the Christmas holiday. We are joined over the phone by Representative Rich Prell. Rich, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Great to have you along with us as we are joined oh so often on these Fridays by many of our legislative leaders today. It is, again, Representative Rich Prell joining us in studio. And, Rich, I got to ask you real quick before we get off, did you have a very Merry Christmas a couple days ago?
Oh, had a great one. Yes, I did. It was with family, and you just can't beat that. Oh. How about yourself?
Oh, I had an incredible Christmas time. I flew out to Colorado, where I am from. I saw my friends that I haven't seen in a long time. Saw my family, both my mom and dad's side, and then of course my girlfriend is. We had a lot of different houses to hit, and we saw everybody. It was there was no stress involved, and there was a lot of good food, and you can't really complain with that at all. So Rich, did you do any traveling, or did you have family come to you?
No, we traveled. I drove to Western Kansas, Scott City. That's where my daughter lives, and had Christmas with them, and then drove back the day after Christmas and had Christmas with some grandkids here in Parsons.
Yeah, and you can't beat that at all. Scott City, what's that, about 30 minutes north of Garden City, about maybe a little bit further?
Yes,
than
it
that.
Is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just about exactly right.
Been out to Scott City, so very cool. I'm glad that you had a great holiday season, especially with your family, regardless of where it may have been, and some good food as well. No doubt about it. So, Rich, it's kind of a slow time, no doubt about, for you guys. Before we kind of get into maybe previewing and talking about preparation for the next session coming up, is there really anything that's been even on the horizon of things up in Topeka, or what's
well,
a couple of things?
The only thing that I've really been working on recently, and I have a conference call later today on it, and that's the Transportation Task Force. Mm. We're getting the preliminary changes made in that, and we're going to go over them this morning, and then it will be sent out to all of our task force members, and so you know that's moving along, and it will be ready to present to the full legislature shortly after we get there.
Great. Yeah, no, I had noticed and I have heard as well. You know, obviously, yeah, it's a step in the right direction. A lot of these projects were you know, proposed many, many years ago, and now finally we're starting to see them come to fruition, which is great to see. You had mentioned some changes as well. Is there any major changes, or is it just kind of tweaking the...
This, at this point, is just tweaking.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of tweaking of the original plans and such like that. Well, great. Yeah, no, I was always excited to see the progression of the Transportation Task Force and such like that. So we'll see what a 2019 year will bring with such task force. Also, you know, 2019 brings a lot of new things as well. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start how to, you know, go into next session with our, you know, heads held high. We'll have a new governor. We've got a lot of new faces and such like that. Normally, that brings some changes as well. What are some things that we can probably expect to happen come up the next session, especially with all the changes that we saw in November?
Well, you know, of course, probably first and foremost, we'll be working on K-12 finance and the court ruling that we need to put some dollars in for inflation. And so I'm sure that will be one of the first debates we have. Expanded Medicaid is another one that will be coming up this year. And, you know, along with that, it wouldn't save all the hospitals that are really, you know, teetering on the brink of, you know, staying in business or going out of business. But it could, you know, really help a number of them. And the thing of it is, we have over 30 that are just kind of teetering on the brink right now in the state of Kansas, and that's scary in itself, because you know, you lose a hospital out of a community, and how do you recruit businesses to come in and say, hey, come to our city, but we don't have a hospital? And that's a tough hurdle to get over. Other things, of course, the transportation plan and all the things that we, you know, we will go over with that. Then, you know, we've already had some budget meetings in this fall, and the agencies have already asked for $1 billion over 2 years, and that's a lot of money. And you know, they're not going to all get what they want, but you know, there's some very important issues out there that need funded, and we'll have to sort through those and try to figure out a way to fund them. You know, we're looking at probably a $900 million ending balance at the end of fiscal year 2019. That sounds wonderful, but if we fund the school as the courts are saying that we need to, and we fund the waiting list, people waiting for services, and everything else stays static, we will be in the hole by 2022. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, you hear all these great things that our monthly budgets are over forecast, but you're right, very, very quickly they could slip up, and like you had mentioned, the forecast generally degrading downward, and so we'll kind of spin off of that budget as well, just, you know, because it is certainly kind of concerning where that spending will be. I'm sure I have an idea of which one's probably going to be the most difficult one, but maybe you could probably explain it a little bit better. What's out of those, you know, three, four items that you had mentioned there, what's probably going to be the most difficult thing, you know, debated back and forth between both sides of the House?
Well, I would say probably two, and I don't know how you really separate the two. One would be Medicaid expansion. Mm. You know, there's a whole group that are for that. There's a whole group that are against that. And so, you know, it will be an issue that will be heatedly debated. And then the school funding to K-12, because, you know, the speaker has even mentioned starting over on a formula. I sincerely hope that we don't start completely over, because we've got over the main hurdle of getting, you know, Supreme Court on board with what we're doing and how we're funding schools. So now we have to come back and see if we can figure out a way. You know, what they're talking about is approximately $90 million. Well, that's, you know, we could do that this year. And it wouldn't be a real major problem. What happens, though, is we put 90 in this year. Next year, it doubles. It's $180 million, and then it goes to 240. So you see that snowballs pretty quickly, and that's, you know, that takes a lot of dollars. So,
yeah,
I don't know how this is all going to pan out, but it is something that we're going to debate, and there will be a lot of debate on it.
Yeah, no, I certainly, you know, just knowing off of, you know, Miss Laura Kelly, our to be, you know, governor, very, very definitely, you know, interested in school funding as well as dumping more into it. But you're right, the spiraling out of control, the snowballing effect and such. So, you know, maybe just to explain a little bit more and expand a little bit further on that here, just to kind of, you know, preview into the next session as well. What's, you know, is there a way that the House or anyone else that can really avoid that, or is it kind of inevitable at this point that a lot of our dollars are going to be pumped into that, and then 2-3 years down the line, it's going to double, maybe triple?
Well, you know, it's going to go up considerably, just like you said, doubled and triple, and I don't know what the answer is. I wish I had the answer right now.
Yeah, it kind of just seems like it may just have a rise naturally, and you know, instead of...
Yes, and I, you know, how we, you know, and what we come up with, that we can get 63 in the House and the 21 in the Senate will agree with, and then the governor will sign. So, you know, the old adage, it takes 63, 21, and 1, and sometimes that's really difficult to get to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we'll just kind of go back into the history books here as well, because we've kind of hit on some good things for our listeners to look forward to up to the upcoming session. Now, Rich, I'm sure you've been through many, many different governor races, Governor Wynn, and different gubernatorial candidates coming into office and such like that. So I guess the best way to put it is, what are some things that we can expect, maybe some frustrations, maybe some things that we really enjoy, but some things that we can expect out of the first 2 to 3 months of Ms. Kelly being in office? Mrs. Kelly, excuse me.
Well, she has her agenda, and from what I can understand, you know, education is a top priority. Social services, and, you know, when we look at how we handle our children that are in foster care, and we lose some of them, and that's high on her priority, that we get that back in line where that doesn't occur. you know, the problem, everything has a price tag, and it's a dollar figure that it comes up with in trying to figure out, you know, what that is and how we're going to fund it and not raise, you know, a bunch of taxes. You know, everybody wants the services, but, you know, everybody is about taxed out. So it's a balancing act, and I sincerely hope that the House and the Senate and the governor's and the governor and her branch of the government, I hope that we can work together, sit down and come up with some compromises and some ideas that will work. You know, quite frankly, we all want to get to the same place. It's just sometimes we differ on how we get there, and so it will be interesting.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great way to put it as well. We all have the same goal in mind, but a different outlet to get there, a different avenue taken. So that's a great way to put it there. Again, speaking with Representative Rich Prowl over the phones here this morning as kind of a slow time for you guys. So hopefully you are certainly enjoying your holiday season. I know that's going to, you know, the switch is going to flip here real quick once the new session turns on and you guys are back to back to heavy hours of getting to the items that people statewide are definitely interested in. So, Rich, any final notes that you had for our listeners before we lose you here?
Well, just that, you know, get a hold of me, you know, call me, text me, email me with your thoughts, your concerns. And I know you cover a lot bigger area than I do, but whoever their representative is, whoever their senator is, please get a hold of them. Let them know your thoughts and concerns. We really want your, we need your help. We want your help. And so please do that. And on the last note is New Year's is coming up. Have a great time, everybody. If you do imbibe, make sure you have a designated driver. We need to have you with us, you know, all of next year. So please have a happy New Year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Again, Representative Rich Prowl over the phones. You yourself, sir, have a wonderful New Year, and we will talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks again. Again, that is Representative Rich Prowl over the phones. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.